Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. That's even, like, a bigger crowd would be less loud than that. You guys are awesome. And we're coming to you once again, and that's why I keep coming back, from a Helium Comedy Club. It's a gas! In Portland, Oregon! It's Sunday, April 24th, 2016, and you guys never let me down with the name tags here, so put them up. Let's see what you got. Oh no, that one has Jeff Tate on it. Whoa, there's a lot of them. I got a Vine or Periscope the part of the show where everybody puts up their name tags, because this is quite a dazzling array of shit. What does that say? Ben Trouble in Little China?
Yeah.
That'd be a great name for just a character in something. My name's Ben Trouble. What's it say instead of hustle and flow?
Russell
and flow. Generations, Jen with the E, that's good. Matatui on his phone, which is very high tech, but you're gonna lose your phone for a while if you get picked. All right, put them down, you guys. Thank you so much for bringing those. I saw it. Looks like John Belushi and a dog back there. Or Jim Belushi, I should say. What was, you changed K-9 to something?
My name is K.
Your name is K, so K-9. I like it. Doug Plugs, Thursday night, Washington, D.C. I'm doing stand-up at the Improv, and we'll play a game if you bring name tags. Oh, and that reminds me, Monday night's New York City Douglas Movies is sold out, but there's tickets available for Wednesday, April, what is that, the 27th? And Douglas Movies is also coming to Zanies in Rosemont, Illinois on Wednesday, May the 4th. Be with you. For more dates and deets and whatnot, go to douglowsmovies.com. That's douglowsmovies.com. The prize bag is heavy, and I don't even have what my guests brought. in the bag yet.
We've got a CD by Alice in Chains. I'm going to try to work my way up to the best prize, smallest to the best. A sticker that says At Midnight from Texas. A t-shirt. That's the reaction you should have. The t-shirt that says Jack Daniels on it. Tennessee Fire. They're not a sponsor or anything. So that's the less said about that, the better. From my personal VHS collection. Oh, you guys, I hooked you up good. An episode of the show called Gross Point that I enjoyed a great deal. Very underrated show that didn't succeed. And then an episode of Felicity entitled Todd Mulcahy. It's just a guy's name. I don't remember episodes of Felicity well enough to know who Todd Mulcahy is. Also a book that someone gave me called How to Smoke Pot Properly. A highbrow guide to getting high. I did not crack this book at all before regifting it because I'm fine with how I smoke pot. Even if it's not proper. And then these things are really cool. From the world of rubber, we've got a rubber bowl and a completely rubber pipe, both from a company called Peacemaker. Those are both in the bag. And then, this is so cool. Two gentlemen that are regulars on this podcast have shows coming up on, I want to say, May 10th and 11th here at Helium. And their names are Graham Elwood and Jeff Tate. And since they're not here today, but will be here soon, they want you guys to have in the prize bag two tickets to each of their shows. And anyone who doesn't plan on going to those shows or wins the tickets should change their plans and win those tickets. Do what you got to do, you guys, to win those tickets. Punch up your name tags while you sit there. Add things to them. Take out some money. Nobody's ever done that. Like, just put a nice $50 bill right there on the fucking name tag. I bet you that would get picked. Little tip for the future. I'd find out what was in the prize bag first and then put the 50 on there, depending on how valuable it is. And all of these people brought great stuff too. So please give a big warm welcome to my guests, Bree Pruitt, Alex Robinson, and Jacob Siroff. All right, let's introduce everybody individually. First-time guest, Bree Pruitt is here, everybody.
Hi. Nice to see you all.
Local comedy phenom.
Thank you. Portland darling.
Filling, like yes. The things I used to say all the time about Sean Jordan.
Right.
And then he up and moved to Los Angeles.
And I will pop right into that role anytime that anyone needs me to.
Yeah, pop it. Let's do this. And you listen to the podcast and you know how things go on Doug Loves Movies?
Not the really new games, but I think I'm gonna
do you think you'll fare well in movie trivia against these two nerds?
There are some patches that I think these guys might school me on, but yeah.
Right,
might
like
be okay.
Star Wars, for instance?
What?
Do you know a lot of Star Wars trivia?
I do okay. All right. I do okay.
All right. I think you'll be all right. Yeah. And what do you have for us for the prize bag?
Well,
I'm very excited about what you brought.
A tote bag that has one of my jokes on it. It says, the bigger the backyard, the higher the property value. It's a joke I wrote about my butt. And you can enjoy that. I also brought some goodies from local arcade Ground Control. Got gift certificates, koozies, a t-shirt. I know this is not a big sports crowd, but I have a Damian Lillard commemorative coaster. Give some playoff energy, right? I also have, taking a cue from you, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer DVD. Season 2, Disc 3.
Just out of the wrapper, too. I like
right,
that.
Yeah,
it just, feels like just, you might have just sent Netflix back an empty envelope.
It's floating around. It's all on Netflix anyway. Yeah. And also...
Holy shit!
I know. I did the Riot LA Alternative Comedy Festival, and they gave me a bullhorn. And I figure this is Portland, so you guys, whoever gets this needs to give it to a very well-intentioned protester. And Black Lives Matter. Check. Whoa. Check. 1, 2. Check. 3, 4.
Oh, no. I need to have that in my hand soon. Pass that down. Holy shit.
I was born in the shadows.
That's not going in the bag. But pass the rest of the stuff down here.
I also brought a little bit of weed in there. There's a little bit of Gorilla
Glue. A little bit of weed in there. Put a little weed on it. And we should also mention that the stuff from Ground Control is gift certificates for a total of $50.
$50, yeah.
Yeah, $50.
Pretty sweet.
A lot of games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sorry about that, guys. I didn't know Bree was going to have such a great prize game. But let's meet another. You've been on the show, but you weren't a full-fledged guest on the show. We just sort of did a little interview. So it's his first full-time on the program. Alex Robinson, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Co-host of a show that I've been on a few times and love doing, the Star Wars Minute.
Thank you.
And now, but you guys live in different cities now, you and your co-host.
Yeah, I just moved to Portland 2 months ago, and my partner still lives back in New York, so we're, you know, it's a
long-distance
relationship.
Things,
we'll try to figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah, it must be a shame that he lives in a galaxy far, far away. but I guess Skype will be involved maybe in future episodes.
Yeah, we're still
you're kind of on a break anyway, right?
Together. What's that?
You're on a break anyway,
kind of? Yeah, we're just finishing up our coverage of Phantom Menace, and we're going to be doing Attack of the Clones probably in the autumn.
Autumn?
So, yeah, in the autumn.
That's something for everybody to look forward to.
Exactly. Back to school, and,
Have people been enjoying the Phantom Menace episodes?
Yeah, a lot of people thought we were making a terrible mistake because we had done Star Wars. What we do is this podcast where we basically spend 20 minutes talking about 1 minute of Star Wars, and the next episode talks about the next minute of Star Wars, and so on.
Comprehensive.
Yeah. Yeah. We did Star Wars, Empire, and Jedi, and then it was like, are we going to keep going with the prequels or not? Because some people, including our guests, were saying, you're making a terrible mistake. Don't do the prequels. Just end it now. But we went forward, and I think Jacob was a guest on our show. So
yeah, I think you need to play through, because eventually you'll do Force Awakens. And they're going to keep making them. You can have an ongoing
minute-by-minute
dissection. Yeah, I mean, unless that doesn't appeal to you. I mean, I'd be excited about it if I were you, but...
I'm in the Hamill trap at this point. Like, at this point, like, I'm committing to Star Wars, and this is for the rest of my life. So, yes, but... we did Phantom Menace, and the results were... I definitely enjoyed doing it, and looking forward to keep going.
I think it could be cathartic for everyone, both haters and lovers of the prequels.
Yes.
If you do them all. What'd you bring for the prize bag?
Well, in addition to being a famous podcaster, I'm a cartoonist as well, and I do graphic novels, and I brought 3 of my books here for the big prize package. So there you go. So I pass these down the list.
Did you sign them?
Oh, I didn't sign them.
I taught you that. Gave me one. I said, you got to sign it. You always
I don't
sign
want to presume.
Something.
Like, who wants my signature? I'm not like a famous person. Oh, perfect. There you go.
There's a Sharpie for you while we meet. Jacob Siroff is here.
Hey, Portland, Oregon.
Who here today got to see Jacob do stand-up on Friday or Saturday of this weekend right here at Helium? Hilarious, right? Of course.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. You just have to agree with me.
But it was perfect for Doug Loves Movies weekend because he has a big chunk about Superman with the Christopher Reeve Superman that is very fun that I won't spoil for future attendees of your shows. But where are you off to next from here? I know you were here with me all weekend, but what's next for you?
I'm just back down to Los Angeles to heal some injuries.
Some people hurt you here?
Some physical ailments. No, I hurt myself before I came.
Oh, okay.
I do got a big... Are we plugging stuff already?
No, I was just curious where you're going next. I mean, I could ask you, so what movies do you have coming out?
My movies that I'm starring in?
Yeah. I can't ask you that.
Yeah, that would be zero movies coming out.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to be on more episodes of Star Wars Minute, though.
Oh, there you go.
The Force Willing.
Yeah. Because you were on, you are a noted Star prequels apologist.
Well, I'd like to say there's nothing to apologize for, but I'm a fan of those movies.
I called you. I said noted. I at least kind of make it sound lofty.
Yeah, I guess you and Paul Scheer got into a big screaming match, famously.
I don't know if it was a screaming match.
No, but they went after each other, which any sane person would do when talking to Jacob about the prequels.
So everyone was saying, we have to have Jacob on. You have to have him on our show.
How was it? Wasn't I lovely?
Oh, yeah, it was. You were very controversial.
It's the one thing I'm positive about.
Yeah. No, but it was intimidating how much you love the prequels and how willing you are to go to the mat to defend them.
How deeply I understand them, I would hope, also.
Yeah.
I've explained them on a level. I could talk about them on a level that very few people in the world besides George Lucas and myself can do.
Yeah.
Jacob told me that last time he was on your show for Phantom Menace, that not only was he, happy to do it and enjoyed doing it, but also that one of the minutes that he got to talk about is his favorite minute.
He said it was the will of the Force that he got that minute.
From that movie or all the prequels?
From, I would say, one of my favorite moments from the whole saga.
Whole saga, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole saga.
It's like if I want to come on and to a show and defend the prequels or make a case for them or at least make my case for them, why I enjoy them, that's the minute I would want to have. And it was minute number one. Like, I turned it on. I couldn't believe it.
I wish
it was
we could watch it right now.
They give you the minutes. Well, I'm always watching it on a loop in my brain.
What was it, 95? Do you remember?
96.
96 was the minute. I was,
good old
All right, nerds, settle down.
I believe it was Qui-Gon Jinn.
We're going to scare off the lady if you guys keep nerding out about it. What'd you bring for the bag, Jacob?
Okay, I brought a Jägermeister shirt that I got at Swag somewhere. And it's, I feel like in Portland, this is a girl shirt. I feel like in Portland it would be like a dude that would wear it. like some kind of ironic. It's like pinkish, orangish. I feel like a really large
tight
dude with a beard would
it's
wear
floral.
That here.
Yeah.
Alex,
love it.
Maybe you now. And then I brought this other tee. I'm just unload all my swag, like everybody. I got this shirt that I got at Citi Field. Citi Field. It's a Mets. I'm a big New York Mets fan. I'm sure that we have some people here that moved from New York. Everybody here seems... Alex again. Maybe you want... Maybe you... Too bad you can't compete. So that's a Mets t-shirt. That's extra large. I am not. And I also brought some weed. We can just talk about it.
Again, I'll take
and
that.
And then I brought...
I'll take that too.
I've given that away on the show before. I always have to say it's like tobacco or something. So that's kind of, and that weed is, by the way, called Jaeger, which is just serendipity.
Theme,
again,
the theme.
Nice tie-in.
The will of the Force,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
This next thing you got in like a paper
so
bag, like it's an illegal, like it's
I'm
a
so
bottle
proud of
liquor.
I got this in your lovely city. It's a Stand Up Reagan. It's a VHS tape of all Reagan's most hilarious moments compiled into one. it's like the best thing. I wish there were. Can I get a dub of some, whoever has it? Do you have like the double VCR where I can get a copy? Because it's pretty amazing. And this is the joke it quotes on the back. It's been a very wonderful day. I guess now I can go back to California, can't I? That's Ronald Reagan on Inauguration Day 1981, everybody. That's the kind of comedy magic you're going to get on this videotape.
Yeah, his joke didn't get a laugh because, not that it deserves one, but you sort of just left him out hanging that, the joke is that he just became president.
No, I get the joke.
And is saying, I can go back to California.
No, I got the joke.
No, I know you did, but then you presented it. You made it worse on his joke by just making it sound like at any random speech he said,
I
can go back to California.
I said he said it on inauguration.
You said that after you said the joke.
Oh, well, that's the order I read it in. That's the order they print the joke in.
But that's when you're talking about what somebody said, and you forget it.
Bickering is pointless.
Do you guys need me to mediate or anything?
No, he just took out, like, the joke is actually not a terrible joke if you give it some context first.
Politics, right?
Oh, shit, this bag's heavy. Whoa. Yeah. Hashtag heavy bag. Somebody is going to get all of that stuff. This is, I dare say it, there's been some great things in the prize bag because an occasional person will just bring somebody something crazy good. But I dare say this is the contents of this bag is the best prize bag we've ever had on the show.
Does that include the megaphone?
I would personally, oh yeah, the megaphone too. I'll put it in there, but I feel bad parting with it. But but it is going to come in handy during the show today if anybody gets out of line. I'll turn the siren on and the talking part at the same time, which isn't even possible. You got to choose. But yeah, somebody is getting this heavy bag today. But first, we got to, you know, talk a little bit about movies. And since we do have two of the biggest Star Wars guys in the business, we'll start with Bree. Because it'll be interesting to see what she says without being influenced by the other two people on the panel. What's your favorite of all the Star Wars movies? Do you have an absolute favorite one?
Empire.
Empire Strikes Back.
For sure.
Pretty reasonable classic response.
Sure.
Alex, what about you?
I think I gotta still go old school and say the original Star Wars. For me, it'll still be...
less of a strong response. Spotty. Yeah.
No, it's fun how the applause is dying down more and more with each guest. But I'm sure Jacobs will get some applause.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He's not gonna sit here and say one of the prequels is his favorite of all of them.
Well, I'm going to do even worse than that. I don't, you know, we've done this before on the show. I don't pick. It's 1 through 6 tied. And everything else.
1 through 6 tied, and Force Awakens comes in second?
Well, it's just a different, it's not.
Oh, yeah, we talk about how he doesn't believe it's, he doesn't think
it's
real.
I love it. It's just, it's expanded universe. It's a new expanded universe. You can't, yeah.
Right, but it's got the word Star Wars right in there. Yeah, because. So, I tell you what. Either put the microphone down and walk off the stage, or name one Star Wars movie as your absolute favorite.
Boo?
Answer the question. This is what I would do to Donald Trump if I was talking to him. I wouldn't let him go, I say 6 things.
Yeah. But I don't have
is
a,
my answer.
I really don't have a favorite. So I could pick one for you, but I don't have a favorite Star Wars movie.
Just lie to me.
Okay, Phantom Menace. I mean, I think that's what I was supposed to say.
The nerd police are here. And they exist because they get mad at people who are too nerdy.
I can summon them really easily. Val Kilmer was the best Batman.
Whoa. Shit.
Wow.
They're parking the car.
That's really, I mean, I think he's definitely got the best, you know, mouth and chin area for
it. Yeah, it was hot.
I think he's the most Batman looking in that part of his face. And I guess he didn't do a bad job. It's just that movie wasn't terribly memorable.
No, it was really bad.
But it was, you know, they certainly got made it worse with Batman and Robin. Oh, Jesus! Well, the volume was all the way up. That's no good. All right. My next question for everybody. Oh, and I'll just answer Empire Strikes Back just because that is the best one.
It is the best one.
But let's go to Brie for the last motion picture you saw in any format.
I know this is not Doug Love's visual albums. However, the last thing I saw was Lemonade by Beyonce. Okay, there's 5 women in here who are excited about that. And then before that, because that is not... I don't know if that's a movie. It's an album, I guess.
Yeah, but since you brought it up, let's talk about it for a second. Is it better than Milk? And then her next project where fudge is made? It's like... Does it? It has a story, or is it just?
It has a story.
It has a story.
It's pretty abstract, but it's a story. The subtitle could be Lemonade, or Fuck You, Jay-Z, because it's just a long story about how someone cheated on her. She feels betrayed. She's gonna get over it. They're a family, and.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, is this common? Is this common knowledge that Jay-Z like has done this, or is that?
Well, that's why her sister like
Solange knows.
Fought her in the fought him in an elevator. That's what that was about.
Yeah, Solange
apparently.
Knows what's up. Solange probably we could go to her for the full story, but it's. I mean, there are a lot of rumors that Beyonce has a side piece and like that's what it's about, or that Jay-Z has a side piece and that's what it's. Yeah, so it's. It's abstract, you know. Their personal lives are just for us to speculate upon, you know.
Yeah, I think she's super talented, and I like him okay. So you have to have a certain streaming service to watch this thing.
HBO Go or Now.
Oh, it's on HBO.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'll see it. I'll see it over and over again. I'll watch it in my hotel room.
Just get information.
I'll just have it on in the background because it doesn't sound like something that I'd be riveted to, but that it would be worth taking a peek at.
Look at Sunday.
It looked like there was a lot of pyrotechnic. I just saw clips on the internet. Like there's a
there's
lot
fire.
Of
yeah, fireworks. There's fire.
Oh, a lot of fire comes out of her vagina or something? Or?
It's just like a lot of her walking down hallways and everything bursting into flames behind her.
Oh, shit,
her.
Yeah. So that's why you got to have some lemonade standing by to
put
douse
out
those flames.
All those flames.
What about you? Oh, so did, but you saw a real actual movie?
An actual movie I saw before that was yesterday. My roommate was watching SWAT. SWAT. So I sat down and watched SWAT.
Thanks for spelling it out for us. And
that's what it actually.
Those are the, yeah. Do you know what? Yeah. It's special weapons and tactics or something like that?
The movie didn't cover that.
Yeah. Why would they get into that? They should just coast on the fact that it's a 70s TV show nobody gives a shit about anymore.
Sure, yeah.
And then it's, what is it, Sam Jackson and Colin Farrell?
Josh Charles, LL Cool J, Michelle Rodriguez. It's a bunch of ragtag misfits that decide to get in a SWAT together. And
because that's how that works.
Right, yeah. It's like a Ocean's 11, like put the team together vibe. And then the team falls apart because they were betrayed by Jay-Z. No, it was by the two white guys. So Jeremy Renner and Josh Charles.
Whoa, yeah. Spoilers.
Spoiler, yeah, SWAT. Spoiler.
All right. Yeah, I didn't care for that movie. When
no, it's really bad.
I saw it at a matinee, like I think the day it opened, and then I walked away. never revisited it. So thanks for that memory. Alex?
I was trying to brush up.
Alex?
Do Netflix movies count?
Yeah, they do.
I saw a movie called Look Who's Back.
Ooh.
Does anyone know this one? It's about a time-traveling Hitler comes to the present. And becomes like a big viral sensation. And you know, so it's a dark comedy, I guess you could say. But the guy did a really excellent Hitler. Like, I was really impressed with
him. A great Hitler?
Yeah.
Is it an actor we know?
No, it's a German movie, so everyone there is, you know.
Wait, some Germans thought it'd be a good idea about make a movie about Hitler coming back? I think Germans are the last people that should be reminding the world.
Yeah, maybe they're just leaning into
you
it.
Know, if they, like, yeah, you if know. They just shut up about it a little longer, then maybe the Never Happened thing will catch on bigger.
They're owning it, I guess. So yeah, that's a good one.
All right. So, but it's an entertaining movie.
Yeah, it's it was very clever, and it has a lot to do with like what's going on in the world today politically. You know, with immigrants and stirring up the kind of those kind of emotions in people. So
what are immigrants doing?
Well, get this: they're trying to get into our country.
Oh, wow. Lord.
So that alone is.
I haven't been bothered by an immigrant. I can't think of the last time an immigrant did something that upset me.
Well, Ted Cruz.
Oh, that's true.
What up?
I do hate some immigrants.
Born in Canada.
Jacob, what was the last movie you saw?
It was The Jungle Book. I saw The Jungle Book.
And you enjoyed it.
I did. I enjoyed it a lot.
As do people in general. I thought it was extremely well done.
Yeah, it was. I didn't. It was like a A minus, B plus. I wasn't over the moon for it, but it was really, it was hard to, it was so technically well done. I didn't think the kid, everyone said the kid was amazing. I didn't think the kid was particularly great or bad.
I liked it.
Like normal kid acting.
I thought he was all right.
But I've had people tell me he's like a revelation.
Try to get him to be on this show.
Yeah.
You're trying to get him to be a guest, but I'm going to insist that he only wear a diaper. Because that's how people know him. They won't recognize him in street clothes.
I'd like to see how the movie was made. I was really confused as to what was real and what wasn't, like as far as the background.
But I mean, which one of those animals that raised him made that loincloth for him to wear?
He was the same one, I think.
And does he just jump in the river every once in a while and then so it's fine?
I don't know. I turned to my friend in the movie.
I was worried
and I go,
about hygiene.
This guy's going to hit puberty and have to fuck a monkey or something. There's like, what's there's no happy sequel to this movie. everything's great, when he's like a little kid and he's playing with they're just, big stuffed animals essentially, but.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the ending of this new Jungle Book, but Jacob's right. So, before we get to the quote unquote real games today, I'd like to do a beta test of a new one. We did it once already on the show, but I still feel like it. I want to make sure I get the kinks ironed out of this thing. It's temporarily called Mashup. That's the name that the guy who suggested it gave it. And basically, what I'm going to do is, and this is no pressure, you guys. Just enjoy your Fiji water, Alex. But I'm going to name two. I'm going to name the stars of two movies. And I'm thinking of two very specific movies because the titles of those two movies mash up into one title, build a title style. Like if I said Marlon Brando and Steve Martin, the answer could be The Godfather of the Bride.
Okay.
See how that works?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So I'm going to start naming names. Just yell out guesses of the mashup title as soon as you have an idea in your head. Prince and Dustin Hoffman.
Purple Rain Man.
That was so close. I should have been watching you guys. I knew someone would get it, but I didn't know you'd say it at the same time. But that was very tight. So so maybe lesson learned there. I got to come up with harder ones. But I just don't want the people just sitting there with no idea,
Yeah.
And then I would go on to say, this is how the game will work in the future. Like, if nobody guesses correct on the first two names, then I'd say Apollonia Cotero and Tom Cruise.
I had no idea Apollonia had a last name. That's amazing.
And I just learned it this weekend. The things you learn when somebody dies. Because it's on Purple Rain's on TV a lot this weekend. And I'll watch it every goddamn time.
Yes.
And then the third name is names are Morris Day and Valeria Galina.
Well, that could be anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still.
It should be like Wendy.
Those two
and Lisa.
Weren't in. Morris Day isn't in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. That helps to give away what the correct answer is when we do more. But that was a great test. Thank
that was
you
it?
Very much.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, you want more of those?
Yeah, I want to get more of them.
All right, let me think of another one. Paul Newman and Robert Evans.
What's the fucking kid? Butch Cassidy and the Sundance.
Kid stays in the picture.
Yeah. You guys are good.
What happens if somebody starts and someone finishes like that, though?
Fortunately, we weren't really playing, so. It was just the first one I could think of. And you have to drop that "the" out of there to smash the titles together, which I don't generally like, but it still works. Do you want me to think of one more?
No, you're the host. Whatever you want to... I want to... Sure, give me one more.
You're the host. Whatever. Shit. It's hard to just think of one spontaneously like this. I'll think of one later in the show and just drop it on you. Because right now, it's time for me to say...
Uh-oh.
Wait a second.
Oh, no.
Just mix that open. Where do you...
On the...
No, but where do you push it to make it...
Slide it over.
Yeah, no, okay, so I'll just go if I talk into it?
I think so.
No, it won't. There's got to be a button somewhere. No. I already did it earlier. It's off?
The bottom?
No, now you turn the volume all the way down.
Let the games begin.
Worth it. Totally worth it.
Why would they put a button that makes the batteries pop out? That's some James Bond shit. Like you're in a situation with a bullhorn. You could just make the batteries pop out at somebody. But yeah, it worked so good the first time I did it, and now I'm terrible with it. Because I thought it, like, most of them have, like, kind of a trigger button or whatever. But all right, I'm going to turn it off. And let's see your name tags, everybody, because, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pick who you're going to play for today from this dazzling array of name tags that I have to make a Vine. And while you guys decide who you're going to play for, we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends over at Plated.com. Plated is changing the way we're cooking down at DLM HQ. They sent us a box of fresh ingredients to whip up some Thai chicken burgers and eggplant parm. And you guys, this stuff is fresh, fun, and delicious. Plated makes cooking awesome meals at home easy and fun. No meal planning or shopping. Make the most of every moment in the kitchen and at the table with Plated. Here's how to get started. Go to Plated.com/Doug for a fantastic offer with your first Plated delivery. Choose from exciting recipes that change weekly, designed to fit a wide range of tastes and preferences. Next, you'll get a hand-packed, insulated box with fresh produce, antibiotic-free meats, everything you need to cook a delicious dinner delivered straight to your door. And it's all pre-measured, so no food goes to waste. Just follow the step-by-step recipe cards, get ready to be impressed, and impress others. You don't need to be a pro to make amazing dinners. Not home for your delivery? That's most of us, right? Well, don't worry. Everything in your Plated box stays fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality dinners right at home in a few simple steps. Hurry over to Plated.com/Doug now and get a free dinner for two with your first delivery. Yep, a free dinner for two with your first Plated box. Go to Plated.com/Doug for terms and details. That's Plated.com/Doug. One more thing, you guys. Mother's Day is May 8th. I know, sneaks up on you every single year. But look, you've still got enough time to order Mom the best flowers of her life from Bouqs.com. Bouqs flowers are, in a word, gorgeous. Bouqs flowers are grown at eco-friendly farms on the site of a volcano. Seriously, a volcano. Blooms are larger, colors more vibrant. It's a better soil and more sun at a lofty 10,000 feet thing. Order from Bouqs.com today, because if you wait till the last second, you get second-rate flowers. Your mom knows second-rate flowers. They're crappy ones that come from a massive online outlet, or the limp ones snuggled next to the green onions at the grocery store. Gorgeous flowers from the Bouqs really do say, thanks, Mom, for all you do. So what's all this gorgeousness cost? Not much. Bouqs prices start at a mere $40. No upcharges, no extra fees. Even delivery is absolutely free when you register with the Bouqs. Listeners of the show save 20% off the bouquet of your choice. Just go to Bouqs.com and enter the promo code Doug. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Doug, D-O-U-G. Bouqs.com, promo code Doug. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Bree just came racing back to her seat. Who are you playing for, Bree?
Twin Peaks, take Fire Walk with Bree. It's another Bree.
Fire Walk with Bree. What great timing. Did the Bree in the audience know that Bree would be on stage? Nope. It's just my name. Deal with it.
She spells it the inaccurate way, but that's okay.
Oh.
Just an I.
Oh, you're B-R-E, not I-E or E-E?
I'm just a B-R-I.
And you're just B-R-I.
Yeah.
You guys are both rebels.
Yeah.
And
Rebellion,
I saw that one on Twitter today, so good choice. Alex, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Trace Balls.
Yep. Instead of Space Balls, I have taken over the John Candy role.
Yeah.
She is Dark Helmet, and Mel Brooks remains himself.
Can't replace Mel Brooks.
Yeah. The Schwartz? Is he in the Schwartz in that? Is that his name?
Scroop. President Scroop.
Yeah, President Scroop. Yeah, but then they also say, may the Schwartz be with you. Yeah. And it's hilarious. I saw that one on Twitter today and said, I'll be surprised if it doesn't get picked, because I knew I had a couple of Star Wars nerds on the panel. But Jacob always goes Star Wars.
And I didn't, because nobody really brought it with the Star Wars today. The one guy had a lightsaber with a VHS tape taped to the end of it. I didn't think that was quite...
Just picked a huge Steve Buscemi face.
Yeah, I did.
If you didn't take that one, I was going to go with that one.
It's a lot of Steve Buscemi for one sign.
Yeah, and if I were you, every time the audience doesn't like something I say, I just judge them with it.
I'm not sure if it's supposed to be a movie parody. It's just, I'm assuming your name's Steve, right, Steve?
Yeah, his name's Steve.
But there's not a parody of a specific title, right? Or obviously,
no.
Just Steve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you picked it.
No, I just, because I like Steve Buscemi, and I felt scared not to, the way Steve was looking at me.
It's an intense look.
It's going to leave that there.
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, I wish all name tags just stood up on their own on the ground. And
it's like a science fair project.
Yeah.
What would happen if Steve Buscemi stared at you?
The effects of Steve Buscemi on
a science project.
Plants.
Buscemi effect.
All right, so we're doing good on time. I've got lots of games planned. I got a megaphone that works some of the time if I need to yell at anybody. Remember, audience, and usually the Portland crowds are great at this, except for that one time I had to throw a guy out. The games are just between these guys on stage until otherwise noted. The first game we're going to play today is Doug Loves Musicals. Doug Loves Musicals.
Make way for musicals.
I'm going to name songs from a movie musical, and the first one of you to give me the correct title, just yell it out as soon as you think you know it, and guess as many times as you want. Yeah, that's all you need to know.
So we're just yelling it out.
Talk it into your microphone. It's pretty much like yelling. It's yelling for lazy people. What movie musical has these songs in it? Life Can Be So Nice.
Under the Cherry Moon.
That is the most ridiculous thing that's ever happened.
Under the Cherry Moon?
That is correct.
I could see.
What?
Woo!
you. It's for Prince.
Yeah, I tried to do it for Prince, but I didn't think anybody would figure that out. Yeah, that's a wow. That is the first. Rarely
does
anybody.
What are some other songs from it?
What's that?
What are the other songs you're gonna do?
Well, there's some. There are other ones that are a little bit bigger, better clues. Like I thought that one was the most obscure song in it, but you were just guessing because you just thought that I'd pick that movie today.
Well, I know I love that Prince album, so I just know it from the album.
Oh, the album. See, that's what gives it away. If you know, if you're into the album, because you know all these songs. And Mountains, New Position, Sometimes It Snows in April. Girls and Boys, Venus de Milo, Do You Lie, You with, you know, just the letter U.
That was
just
his
standard move that he used a lot. I Wonder You is another one. And then that hit song Kiss was in that movie. Another Lover, Hole in Your Head, all one word. Like this was, he invented the hashtag. And Christopher Tracy's Parade, which the album was called Parade.
Parade,
that the soundtrack was on, strangely enough. And then, and then what I thought would happen is eventually I'd say Under the Cherry Moon and you'd all scream Under the Cherry Moon. But you figured it out, Alex.
Got
congratulations. Good job. You won that game. Okay, I got another mashup for you. Which, you know what? I think I'm just going to call that game Purple Rain Man.
Yeah.
Because it kind of explains what it is and is a
and what a beautiful tribute
to Prince and Rain Man.
Who we lost this year as well. It's very sad.
If I ever meet Rain Man, I hope I have a handful of toothpicks with me. Because I will test him. just meet Rain Man, you throw down 5 toothpicks. How many? Okay, here's a new Purple Rain Man. Prince and Cher.
Under the Cherry Moonstruck.
Yeah. All right, good job, Jacob. But Alex gets to go first in this next game, and then we'll go to Bree, and it's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Yeah. I will say a line from a classic motion picture, and then you guys individually, it's one at a time. If someone can't think of it, the next person gets a chance. And we'll start with you, Alex. What movie has the tagline, "Music is the power, love is the message, truth is the answer"?
There's no harm in just guessing, right?
Yeah, no harm at all. Unless it's an incredibly stupid guess.
Graffiti Bridge?
That's correct, you idiot!
I knew that.
The Prince movie.
That was my guess, too. I think everyone in the room kind of saw that one.
Yeah, the unofficial sequel to Purple Rain. Yeah, unofficial. Whatever that means. I thought Morris Day and him were playing the same characters and everything. But I got to watch that one again. I hear it's terrible, but I'm just in the mood for it right now. All right, Bree, we'll start you off with this one. What movie has the tagline, "See it, hear it, feel it, love it"? One of the most demanding taglines.
Tommy.
Not since No Shirt, No Shoes. What? Tommy? No, incorrect. Jacob?
Can you say all the it's again?
Uh-huh. See it, hear it, feel it, love it. It'd be funny if the last part was Lovitz and that it was a movie that John Lovitz is in. See it, hear it, feel it, Lovitz. It's the tagline for Mom and Dad Save the World.
Yeah.
Do you have a guess?
I'm out of Prince movies and it's not Batman. Which he did the soundtrack to.
Thanks.
Yeah. Just explaining my train of thought. Golly. I'm going to...
You don't have to. You could just pass.
Was it the prequel to Look Who's Back, Saving Private Ryan?
I can't believe you went with the prequel.
It wouldn't be a prequel.
Wait, so any war movie that happened before Look Who's Back is a prequel?
That was the joke I was going for. I don't know if it holds up under scrutiny. I don't.
I would love it.
It's a musical.
I would love it if that was the tagline for Saving Private Ryan.
No.
Love it. The beach at Normandy. Love it. All right, Bree, do you have a guess?
You skipping Alex?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I mean, he got the answer right last time, didn't he?
See here, like Pitch Perfect.
Oh, that's not a terrible.
Thank you.
One for that.
I aim not to be terrible.
No, Jacob, you weren't, in fact, not out of Prince movies in this game because it's Under the Cherry Moon.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I tricked you.
Whoa.
It's like the third Under the Cherry
Moon.
I
totally tricked you.
Seems like a strange tagline.
I thought we did that, but I guess we...
It was the answer in another game.
Well played.
It might be the answer in every game we play. If someone in this audience has the nerve to suggest Prince for Last Man Stanton... okay, so we're going to start with you again, Jacob. You ready?
Okay.
What?
Okay. I'm ready.
So this is a new tagline. It's about life. It's about love. Wait, you're right. We should start with Alex. That's what you were thinking?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You start with Alex. Here we go.
He's been doing so well.
Here we go, Alex. I know. I guess that's what I was trying to do, was just get the ball out of his side of the court. But we got to play fair. Alex, it's about life. It's about love. It's about us. Is the tagline for a major motion picture.
It's about life. It's about love. It's about us.
Uh-huh.
The Big Chill.
Oh. I mean, there's hardly a movie that you couldn't use this tagline for. Bree, what do you think?
It seems like a kind of baby boomery kind of self.
It's about love. It's about life. It's about us.
Mm-hmm.
Man, like The Notebook?
No.
Yeah.
Notebook.
I got a
Jacob.
I think I'm on the right track here. I
think so.
Look at what the Prince of Tides.
Oh, very good.
I like it.
No.
Very nice try. The actual answer for It's About Life, It's About Love, It's About Us, The Color Purple. Back to Alex, who's leading with 1 point in this game, even though it doesn't really matter. It's the next game that's going to really decide things. Alex?
Yes.
She's finally met the man of her dreams. He's not real, but you can't have everything. What movie? She's finally met the man of her dreams. He's not real, but you can't have everything.
I'm so close to it. I'm so close.
And
to
just
it.
A period at the end, like not a question mark or an exclamation point. Just a very calm, you can't have everything.
Do you know what it is?
He's asking the other contestants if they know.
I just don't know if it's like so obvious and I'm just missing it.
I don't think so.
Prince Charming.
Prince Charming, the movie?
I'm just taking a stab at somewhere out there. There's a movie called Prince Charming.
Finally, we got to take everything away from the women, including movies about princesses. Just make it about him. That's not correct, but Bree, do you have a guess?
My guess is not correct. The only thing I can think of is AI. That's the only movie I can think of that has a robot boyfriend in it. But Jude Law, he's a robot boyfriend in the movie. But I know that movie is, his love is real, but he is not. That's the tag number of that AI.
You can't have everything. Turns out he's a robot. Jacob, do you have a guess?
I do, but I can't connect it to Prince, so it has me second guessing my guess.
Prince was in The Color Purple?
No, but the purple. I'm going to go with Making Mr. Right.
Damn it.
Nope. It's The Purple Rose of Cairo.
That's a good one.
Guys, think you can handle one more?
Oh, now I get it. Yeah, go ahead. It was a 420 week. It was like a long week. I got it now, though.
Alex?
Yes.
You're first again. In all capital letters, his peak of adventure. His peak of adventure. Yeah, that's the whole thing. Not a terribly clever tagline.
His peak of adventure?
His peak, P-E-A-K.
Of adventure.
Yeah, not P-E-E-K. He's not just taking a slight glimpse at adventure.
That's like Porky's.
He's going to the top of it. The peak of adventure.
Peak of adventure.
Oh, hey, wait, let me give it a little more drama.
The peak of adventure.
Sound like you're conducting this podcast from the 30s with that thing. News on the march.
Step right up and say some trivia. It's his peak of adventure, and it will be yours as well. Get your ticket to the top.
I'm going to say the Purple King.
Oh, such a good guess. No. Bree?
The film The Little Prince.
Oh, I should have looked that one up. That was... That's a great one. I should have done.
The Little Prince and the Peak of Adventure.
I was just sitting around going, they didn't make a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air movie. But somewhere, somebody put together like clips or pictures of Prince, and like a Fresh Prince clip got in the mix. And people were outraged. I mean, it is pretty obnoxious, but he was Fresh Prince. Jacob?
As long as it wasn't Prince William, I'm not upset.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be really weird if he showed up in a montage of Prince things. Jacob?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, you got an answer?
I got a guess.
Let's hear it.
Prince of Persia?
Oh, that's not bad. Not a bad guess, but no, that's not the answer. This one was just stupid. This one was like the only other movie I could find with purple in the title. And it is a movie from 1954. And it's called The Purple Plane. The Purple Plane
and the Peak of Adventure.
P-L-A-N-E or I-A-I-N?
What?
Is it P-L-A-I-N or P-L-A-N-E?
Ah, oh, come on.
P-L-A-I-N.
Okay.
Like the movie purple. Was just about a field?
Purple, planes, and majesties.
The 50s. Majesties. Didn't know what was
going on. The 50s. They didn't have a lot of stuff to make movies about back then, so just...
It's about grapes
just
or
a farm.
Or something.
I'm still trying to think of another Purple Rain Man that I could throw at you guys. I gotta come up with a good one. All right, I'll do it later. Let's play some Last Man Stanton, you guys. Now, Alex is the official winner of that last game, if we could say that somebody won that game, because he did get one right there. And so he gets to go first in this next game. And then we'll go to, we'll switch the order around from where we were going, go Jacob, then Bree. And we're going to take a name from the audience and play Last Man Stanton with that name. I play along. And if you can't think of one, you're out. But
You can use your one lifeline each round. With each name we get, you get one lifeline, and your lifeline is Steve or Trace Balls or
Bree.
Twin Peaks Firewalk with Bree. That should be so easy to remember that Bree is playing for Bree. Is there anybody named Alex here with a name tag?
We should all play for someone.
Yeah, there. Swap out with his. Do we have any other Steves? I mean, any Jacobs?
Steve's fine.
I'm just kidding around. It looks like Steve. It looks like all of them have really long shitheads on the back. So that's I'm excited about that. So we're gonna get a name from an audience member, and we're gonna play to 2 points. You have to win 2 rounds to win today, and second round that we play, because we'll have to play at least 2 rounds. Whoever drops out first in the first round gets to pick any actor or actress they want for the next round. And I did a show recently where someone was very strategic and picked a name that was everyone on the panel knew plenty of movies by that person. Did I say strategic? I meant it didn't make the right play. Just putting that out there, I won't berate you if you don't do what I want you to do. And where is at Made in Oregon 2? Made in Oregon II. Are you here?
Right here.
It's an 11?
Yeah.
Made in Oregon 11. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Because you were probably born 4 or 5 years ago. Or you just now turned 11. Or you were 11 when you got your Twitter account. Why are you called Made in Oregon 11?
My birthday is on the 11th.
Your birthday is the 11th. Okay.
Cancer. Cool.
Of May? Of December. Okay. All right. You wrote to me on Twitter saying that you had a terrific name for a round of Last Man Standing. Let's hear it. I don't know if we've played her before, but it feels like we haven't, and that's a really good one. So I'm very proud of you. So proud of Made in Oregon, II, which you will always be known as to me. Okay, so we start with Alex.
Yes.
And then Jacob, then me, and then Bree. Just name any movie featuring the great Nicole Kidman.
Whenever I'm ready.
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Eyes Wide Shut.
And yeah, and I will say, I mean, that cut down on her biography considerably because that movie took 4 or 5 fucking years to make. But Jacob, I will remind you before you have your turn that, you know, you can use your lifeline early if you want.
Is it my turn? I'm next?
Yeah, you're next.
I'm going to steal the one that I know Bree has in mind, and I'm going to say Batman Forever.
Oh, aren't you a dastardly dude? I don't know if she had that one ready to go.
Was Val Kilmer's her favorite Batman?
I know, but...
That's not really true. It's just something I say to stir up nerds.
They're really difficult to
rile. Just something audacious. Oh, like, I love those Star Trek movies, The Phantom Menace. Ooh, those are great.
Right.
And then watch the nerd rage build.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Graphic novels and comic books, are those different? That's the same. Sorry, buddy.
Well, actually.
Nailed it.
Okay, I'm going to go with Paddington.
Paddington.
I'm going to say Stepford Wives. You're correct not to applaud for that movie.
Yeah, that one didn't work out so good.
Bewitched?
Yes, Bewitched.
About To Die For.
Oh, what? Such a good movie.
To Die For.
Oh, okay.
What did you say before to die for?
How about to die for?
Oh, how about?
Yeah. How about it, guys?
It's a weird title. How about to die for? Man, that scene where she's like in that dress dancing around in the middle of the road in front of the car.
Yeah, that's right.
Holy shit.
Joaquin Phoenix is like 11.
Yeah, he's made Oregon 11.
Shout out.
Because that movie took place here or Washington?
Florida.
Florida?
Yeah. Everything like that. All the teacher... teachers... There's a lot of...
Florida?
It's a famous Northwest teacher fucking also, I guess. Washington. Right?
They could teach your fuck here.
Yeah. All I know is they didn't do it where I went to school. That's all I was none too happy about it.
All right. I'm going to say The Hours.
The Hours.
I'm going to say Moulin Rouge.
I'm going to say The Golden Compass.
Is that like the full title of that thing? Was that the first in a series? Did they want to make a series of those?
They did, and it didn't happen.
Oh, they wanted to, but the first one just didn't fly, so they gave up.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no subtitle or anything, just Golden Compass.
That's all I know, anyway.
Okay.
If there was one,
that sounds right. The Golden Krampus.
Great books, though. You should all read those books. I'm gonna go with Days of Thunder.
Oh, going way back. In that case, since we're going back to when she had all that big red curly hair, I'm going to say Dead Calm. Someone in the audience repeated it. Dead Calm! Breed, you got another one?
Is it hot up here, you guys?
Is it hot up here or is it just Nicole Kidman? Oof. Can I tell a quick story while you're thinking?
Please.
One time I got tipped off that Nicole Kidman and Sean Penn and who else was there? As long as I'm name dropping. Catherine Keener. There's just a bunch of cool actors like in this bar in New York, and I knew where they were. And it was a small kind of empty bar. And me and a buddy went there, and we ran into Sean Penn out on the sidewalk and got to talking with Sean Penn. And I said, I was in a play in town called The Marijuana Logs. And Sean Penn says to me, that sounds like a Woody Harrelson production. It was an affectionate joke. He wasn't slamming Woody, I don't think. I think they're buddies. But then I went inside, and I didn't like sit directly with them, but I sat kind of near them because I had just met Sean Penn and he was friendly, so I was kind of near them. And then Sean Penn and Nicole Kidman both lit napkins on fire and ate them. Like as a goddamn like parlor, like bar trick. Like, hey, let's do this. They'd light it on fire and then just eat the fiery napkin.
Sounds to die for, actually.
All right, did you think of one, Bree?
I was thinking of, I'm not sure if Rabbit Proof Fence.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Staying alive.
Good job.
All right, I'm on fumes here. Was she in a movie called Australia?
Yeah.
Dang.
It almost seems like it should have been a joke.
Was she ever in a continent called... Jacob?
She was absolutely in a movie called Far and Away.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's right. She was also in a motion picture called Happy Feet. What? Somebody out there says...
I'm going to go to my lifeline.
Oh, I forgot we had lifelines.
Bree, what you got, girl?
What?
Practical Magic.
Practical
oh my
Magic.
God.
The what best a... magic of them all.
My faves. Thanks, girl.
I was talking to a woman recently who confused that movie with Hocus Pocus. After telling me, the reason I figured out she was confused is she told me Hocus Pocus is one of the best movies she's ever seen. And then when we went further into it, it turns out she was talking about Practical Magic.
I would for sure put Hocus Pocus above Practical Magic, though.
I'd put them both far and away.
Uh, Well, you've inspired me. I'm a Traceballs. Oh, that didn't
Trace
sound
balls,
good.
Traceballs, do you have one? Do you have something, Traceballs? Can you help out Alex?
I can tell him that in the movie Far and Away.
Whoa, she's going to give him clues? No, I don't
have an answer, but I have a good anecdote.
You're going to give us an anecdote? Why? Why?
I'll allow
why?
It.
Wow, she's really giving it to us. Now you're talking about a specific scene in Far and Away? I don't remember the bowl lifting scene. I mean, I lifted many bowls to get through that movie.
That was worth it for setting you up for that joke, I think. That was pretty solid.
But does everybody want her to finish this anecdote?
Not shy at all about what they don't want to hear.
What? Okay, you're good. Oh, she thought of one.
Cold Mountain.
Cold Mountain.
Got another round.
I don't need. I hope Steve, you got some because I don't need. I don't need it quite yet, but I'm getting there.
Okay, he says
good.
He's got some.
All right, I'm going.
Hopefully,
with,
we won't say the one he's got.
I'm going with the others.
Yeah. I'm definitely fuming, but I think I might be able to pull out another one. What was the... Fuck. This is so funny that I am blanking on the name of the movie they were probably shooting when I watched them eat napkins that were on fire. The fuck was that movie called? Shit. I'm going to give up. I'm going to throw in the towel. Yeah.
That was so controversial.
Bree, do you have another one?
I'm going to take a stab.
Kay.
And say Rango.
She was a voice in Rango?
Rango, do we?
I don't think so.
Does anyone support that?
I don't support it.
Do you support me? Okay, great. Thank you. Trying so hard.
All right, so you're first one out, so that means you get to pick the next name. So think about it. And Alex, what do you got?
Going clear.
What?
Interesting.
I'm gonna take it for creativity.
Yes.
Because you do see her briefly in it, right?
Yeah, sure.
She doesn't like talk.
Do you actually see her?
I don't know if
you
see her.
You definitely see her, Jacob. You definitely see her. It's all over that place.
I think there's a chance you might not see her in it, but I don't remember specifically, so I'm going to let you have it. Because that's just too clever to name the Scientology doc.
I got one, but I want to...
Jacob's going to the lifeline.
I'm not sure on the exact time. I want to hear what Steve's... To be clear, do I have to use Steve's, or if he gives it to me?
You can discard Steve's if you think it's wrong.
Okay.
But usually we know if it's right or wrong because the audience goes crazy when they say it.
Okay, Steve, what do you got?
Listen to that quiet audience. So, Jacob, you have to decide if Flirting is a movie that has...
that has Nicole Kidman in it? This could be people that just hate the prequels, though. I don't know that they're really trying to help me. I mean, I think there's a good chance that's happening. You guys really, you back that up? Can I ask them?
No, they do. There's some people that back it up. There was quiet in the room, though, because it's not
a
very well-known movie.
Seen it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a chance, because I have one, but I'm going to take a chance and go with Flirting so I can save
that. Flirting is correct. Yeah, it's like she's like a saucy little boarding school girl, I think, in it. I think. Because I it's hard to concentrate on what's happening because I watch it with my pants off. Back to you, Alex.
I'm going to say Flintstones Viva Rock Vegas.
Whoa! You son of a bitch.
What?
Now, here's where it gets tricky, because I know this movie she's in for sure, and I hope I get the title right. Because it's, like, I want to say it's even maybe her first movie. But it's called... BMX?
Yes!
Whoa. What?
Gladys, I don't know. Tell me, do I need to complete that?
The most exciting response BMX has ever had. The sport and the movie.
Yeah, that was, they erupted. But I'm gonna go to the judges, which is in my phone. Because I'm just curious about this movie in general now. Yeah, that's why I'm looking it up. Thank you. Thanks for your help.
But I can usually get a chance at the full title. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would say what's the full title, but everybody just give me a second to find it, and then we'll do that. Oh, shit. All right. So, yeah.
It's one of two things.
Nicole Kidman is in a movie that has those three letters in it. And it might have more. What's the full title? Or do you want to just stick with BMX as the full title?
Are you not telling me you're not going to tell me if I need to do that or not? If I need to add more? Don't you usually say?
I say I need the full title, but I could just be fucking with you and it might just be BMX.
I'm judging by that guy seemed to know. That guy knew his Nicole Kidman bicycle movies. I think it's called the BMX movie.
No, I'm sorry.
BMX the movie?
No, I'm still sorry.
What is it called? BMX.
Phantom Menace.
I would have known that.
It's called BMX Bandits.
Oh. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a good round, you guys. We did pretty good. Now is the part where you guys say what we missed. The Interpreter was with Sean Penn, right?
Birthday Girl.
Birthday Girl, the Peacemaker, yeah. Peacemaker. With George Clooney.
Birth. They're saying birth.
Birth. Birth.
I feel fine not knowing
Lee
any
Daniels,
of these
the paper boy.
So was it called Rad?
Was he putting his name on movies at that point?
I think it was Rad the movie then. Sorry. It was Rad and BMX. I always mix those ones.
Yeah,
up.
It's hard to keep Rad, those straight, but that's amazing that Nicole Kidman is in a movie called
BMX.
She
must
BMX
have been deep
Bandits.
Into Scientology when she made that one.
Oh, it's her first. I think it's her first
movie.
It was
before she met Tom, I think. Yeah. It was when she was desperate.
That's what drove her to Scientology.
And didn't sure. have. Didn't have him to cling to. All right, so that means that Alex lasted the longest, so he's got 1 point.
Well done. Well done.
We're playing to 2 points, and Bree gets to pick the next name. Any name you want, Bree, you will go first, and then which way were we going before? We'll switch it up and go to me, and then Jacob, and then Alex.
Well, I think I'm just going to have fun with it and say John Candy.
That is a fun one.
Just... Right?
Who doesn't love him? Start us off, Bree, in any John Candy
Uncle
movie.
Uncle Buck.
Yeah.
Somebody made a noise like they were Uncle Buck.
I'm going to say The Great Outdoors.
I've done John Candy on the show, and I still don't feel confident here. But I'm going to say Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I'm a Stripes head. I got to go Stripes.
I'm going to say Home Alone.
Oh, you did it. Damn you. I'm going to go Armed and Dangerous.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Traceballs. I mean Spaceballs.
Yeah. Why didn't Alex say that when he's holding it in his hand?
Wagons East.
Whoa.
Canadian Bacon.
Orange Whip. Orange Whip. Three Orange Whips. The Blues Brothers.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yay! That's right.
JFK.
Always a great one when you not sure.
Delirious.
Only the Lonely.
Oh, yeah.
Who's Harry Crumb?
This is a really deep cut one. John Candy did a voice in the movie Heavy Metal.
Yeah, he did.
You're gonna let, I'm out. I know. I can use my lifeline?
Yeah,
use
your
lifeline. Brie, you got some girl? Say it one more time.
She's saying Rescuers Down Under. Another person in the audience is saying yes.
The Rescuers Down Under.
Yeah, I'm not even going to sweat you on whether it's
the title
or not. I'm not going to sweat
it's
you on
Rescuers
the
Down Under.
Rescuers Down Rescuers Under, down I think, under. Is, sounds good enough to me.
Yeah?
Yours, yeah.
Good one. Good one.
What really sold it for me was the mentioning of what he was the voice of. Because I couldn't tell you for sure if he was
an albatross.
In it, but that sounded very...
That it was an albatross.
Yeah. What, she called it a seagull?
Yeah. Super close, Brie.
It was
like I'm
an Australian seagull.
Sounds like I have an inner monologue myself.
So it's me now?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with...
Yeah.
Yeah? Right?
Yeah.
That's the way we're going? I'm going to go with the movie where he had the immortal line. Park's closed, folks. Moose outside should have told you. Vacation had to get away. A National Lampoon's Vacation. You bastards.
Steve, what do you got?
Oh, Steve, we're going to Steve. What?
Summer Rental.
Summer Rental, of course. Okay. Summer Rental. Yeah.
Going Berserk?
Mm-hmm.
Is that one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I remember.
Scattered.
I remember. He totally went
Thank
Berserk in that
support.
Movie.
Hoosiers?
Okay, so Brie is out.
Sorry.
But you could think about, you know, another name for the next round, if there is a next round. And I'm going to say... This is getting tricky. I feel like he showed up in that black and white movie, Nothing Lasts Forever. No, I'm going to go Nothing But Trouble.
God damn it, that was mine.
Oh.
Fuck.
Wait. Some.
It's Jacob's turn.
Oh, sorry.
But you can go if you want.
But that wasn't the only one you had, was it?
No, that was the one I had. That was the one I had. And I have some like guesses about just Canadian shit. I think you might
Steve,
be.
Involved. Steve already helped you out, right?
Steve helped this me out round? Already. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you got anything?
Not that much. I don't know this. Did he have a small part in Strange Brew? Do you have anything to do in that movie?
He might have, but I don't specifically Anybody? Recall that, and no one else seems to think
Somebody
so.
Somebody said yes?
One guy says
For
yes.
For sure he was in it?
You're really sure he's in it? What?
That sounds as convincing as the Rescuers Down Under to me. I don't...
What? Does he play a seagull?
So how could he not be in it?
What does he do in... Sure, he used to be in SCTV, but that doesn't mean he's in every movie they did. Of course, Strange Brew came from SCTV, but not every cast member for SCTV is in Strange Brew. Yeah, so what did he play? What did he do in Strange Brew? Don't make me use my megaphone. What? You got it? He's in it?
No, he's not.
He's not in it, dude.
No, he's in
hey, dude!
I'm not sure he's not. I'm going to look it up.
IMDb says he's not in it.
You're looking at the movie or at his page?
He's taking charge of this.
This guy is.
What's that? You're going to ask the internet? Dear internet.
Do you have a different internet than what those people are using? Because they already
How
asked.
He not have had a cameo in that. Oh, well.
He could have easily not had a cameo in that. He could have been like not in the same country at the time they were shooting it, or not friendly with those. I don't know how close those guys were. What? He's in it. Thanks. He's in it. Now he's holding up his phone. What's your what is he playing
Source.
It?
Sheriff Bud Boomer. There
yep,
you just, go.
I knew it. Bud
there
Boomer.
There you go,
like
Bud Boomer.
What does this guy have against the prequels?
It's just interesting, though, that the whole, that like the more people in the room weren't joining in to fight that battle. Like, it really felt like you were sketchy, dude.
I feel like we should do this with the rest of yours down under.
But maybe that's the thing, is like, applaud if you've ever seen Strange Brew. Why didn't you remember if Candy was in it or not? It was a while ago, you're right about that. It was quite a while ago. All right, so where are we at? What's happening?
I was going to try the heavy Strange Brew Hail Mary, too.
It's a really good Hail Mary.
But I'm going to go with Trace Balls again.
Trace balls, you got something?
Splash!
Son of a bitch!
How on earth do we miss that one?
Splash, oh my God, that's great. We wow. always overlook some of the most obvious fucking ones. And I'm blanking now at this point. I don't want to drag things out too long, so...
Yeah, you know, I was going to say that you're going to Alex will win, but what do you care? If Alex, only I care if Alex.
It does, yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter what happens with me. Alex is still the winner if you don't come up with something, Jacob.
I thought of something.
Wait.
I'm out.
She's going to steal.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry.
But I could give it to Jacob.
Wait, whose turn is it?
It's your turn.
I am out, I said.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
I know you officially tapped out.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to convey, is that I'm leaving it to you two.
I'm stalling here, Doug.
Because you just have to come up with one.
I know.
And then Alex would have to come up with one more.
I do?
If he does, yeah.
Oh, if he does, okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't just
feel,
anyway.
Doesn't feel like he's going to think of one.
No, I'm going to do another. I'm going to think of a Canadian Hail Mary here. Another one.
Oh, so get your, okay.
Get everybody but this guy, get your phones out. Get ready.
One of those. They are saying he's not in whatever you're thinking.
Boy.
You know he's had some cameos in some other. I've said too much.
Yeah, a lot of cameos. And another Hail Mary. Did he have a cameo and say Dr. Detroit?
Ooh. Oh shit. I think that's a no.
Well,
but you know,
I was gonna
you never
go Muppet
know.
Movie. Or one of the Muppet ones. Muppets Take Manhattan, you know, another one of those things where they
are.
Are
you guessing right now?
No, he said already he said his choice.
We haven't decided I was wrong yet.
Yeah.
Who are the people with the good internet in here? Who are
I think
who are the internet that
no,
likes
I got
me?
It. I think you're completely wrong. I think
yeah.
he's absolutely not in
that. Not
in
Dr. Yeah, yeah.
But and also no one else is saying he's in it, so
I don't think most people haven't heard of the movie.
Well, I mean, I thought most people shouldn't have heard of whatever that last one was we were arguing about, and they all clapped when I said, "Have you seen
Strange
it?"
Strange Brew.
And then they said they don't remember him in it. So that's where we're at, Jacob, is that that answer is incorrect. And Alex, did you have another one just for fun?
I was just going to take a stab with one of those Muppet movies, but hoping for a cameo, but that would have spent another 15 minutes on the internet then, so that's probably for the best.
It's for the best. In his top four on IMDb, the very first thing is the aforementioned SCTV, then Spaceballs, Planes, Trains, and Uncle Buck, Canadian Bacon, Wagons East. We did a pretty good job, but what do we miss, you guys? Cool Runnings we miss.
What the fuck?
Cool
I'll never
fucking Runnings.
Forgive myself.
Rookie of the Year.
Also, I remember The Rescuers,
Brewster's
the first
Billions.
One.
That's a good one. Brewster's.
He was in that.
Career
Coyote
opportunity.
Ugly? No, Dan, John Goodman.
I don't think John Candy
that was John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Yeah.
Goodman.
You fattest.
Yeah. I know, I was kind of going through like, oh, nope, Chris Farley. Like, I was going through my like fat guy Rolodex of movies and...
Oh, he had a brief part in She's Having a Baby. He was the voice of the horse in Hot to Trot with Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Brewster's Millions.
Yeah, that's a good
Brewster's
one.
Millions with Richard
right.
Pryor. Yeah.
What was the movie in the mansion where they go to that crazy mansion?
Nothing But
nothing
Trouble.
Trouble.
I got that.
Oh, that's
oh, he's speaking
but
of Muppets. He's in Follow That Bird.
Oh, close.
He's in a Sesame Street movie. Volunteers with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun how hard this game is. And Splash and Going Berserk were the very early. Those were his first move. National Lampoon's Vacation, Stripes. Yeah. Other than that, I think we cleaned it out. Lost and Found. Whatever that is. Oh, 1941. He's in 1941. I should have thought of that. Yeah. A lot of work from that guy. Passed away 12 years ago now. Yeah. All right, so that means Alex is our winner. The listeners of this podcast are going to be grateful that this went back in the prize bag. I didn't just keep it and use it all the time. Congratulations, Alex. Excellent job. Let's get your prize bag delivered to
that's it. We're done.
Trace Balls. Come get the prizes.
That doesn't like. She doesn't have a shithead on her.
Doesn't matter if there's a shithead.
Oh,
she won the prizes.
Right, yeah, that's right.
That's the kind of positive energy that makes it happen. There you go. Give Alex a hug. Oh,
thanks, buddy.
Wow. Best day of
his
life.
Do you want to tell that story about the bowl? Do you want to tell the story about the bowl?
Well, yeah. It's supposed to be the first time that Nicole Kidman actually saw Tom Cruise's penis. That he was supposed to cover it up with a rag for modesty. But in the scene, she's supposed to peek under and be shocked. And the people that were shooting the scene convinced him to remove the rag. So when she peeked under the bowl, there was Tom Cruise's junk.
All right.
Totally worth it. Totally worth it.
The old dick bowl trick. Well, thank you, Trace Balls, and congratulations to you. And pass your name tag down to me, Bree, and tell us what you got to plug.
Oh, wow.
Promote yourself.
I have a radio show every Thursday on xray.fm called Sex, Drugs, and Basketball, where we talk about politics. No, we talk about sex, drugs, and basketball, and mostly weed and the Portland Trailblazers, so listen to that. And every Wednesday night in Portland, Oregon, I do a show at Velo Cult, which is a bike shop / bar. That show's called Earthquake Hurricane every Wednesday at 9. And I go to Seattle a lot. Check out my website, BreePruitt.com. That's Bree with an I, Pruitt with an E. Check me out. Get at me. Thanks, guys. Oh, and this week I'll be with Bob Saget here at Helium Comedy Club.
Oh.
Oh. Ooh.
Saget.
Saget.
He's a nice fella. You're going to have fun with him.
Yeah.
You know, he'll let you in the green room every once in a while, but he usually likes his privacy. Alex. I'm just joking. I don't know what he likes. Alex, what do you got to promote?
I'm a cartoonist. You can check out my comics at comicbookalex.com. And I'm also the co-host of a podcast about Star Wars called Star Wars Minute, which you can see at starwarsminute.com.
Yeah, for those of you just joining us, in case you missed earlier, he's with the Star Wars Minute. What's that? Okay,
you said,
immediately
you
retracted.
Awesome. I think you said awesome.
Awesome?
I think.
Awesome! It's very clipped. It's the heckle that stopped immediately.
I got a flashback when Alex, because he was like, a comic book Alex. It sounds like listening to Star Wars Minute, you kind of have a specific cadence that you pronounce. That you
I say it every
name,
day on the show.
You say
so
your name.
All right, Jake, I'm going to give you two choices.
Okay.
You can tell us about some of your upcoming gigs or tell the Dick Bowl story again.
I can tell the Dick Bowl story?
You can tell it if you want, unless if you got gigs coming up you want people to come to.
Yeah, no, I'd rather do the gigs if that's
okay.
Okay,
what do you got?
I want to do the Dick Bowl
whatever
story.
Whatever you're going to do, you got 30 seconds, go.
Okay, well, on May 28th, people in San Francisco, please come to the Doc's Lab, the place that used to be the Purple Onion, which is now the better Doc's Lab. And my friend Kasim Bentley and I are doing a kind of a two-man racist crowd work. He's black, I'm a Jew, we pick on everybody, and it's going to be a really fun show.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome!
May 28th.
Awesome.
San Francisco.
Bree, you didn't write a shithead on the back of your name tag.
That Bree.
Where's Bree at? You don't have a shithead? That's how wonderful your life is? Not even the bike lane? Tried to make a Portland reference. What? Huh? Oh, okay. That's fair.
You mean the right-hand turn lane?
Yeah. DougLovesMovies.com is where you can see all of my dates. I always have a great time in Portland, so I'll come back very, 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 very soon. Thank you guys so much. One more time for all of my guests, Bree Pruitt, Alex Robinson, Jacob Siroff. And as always, anyone who drives in the right turn lane is a shithead. And the guy who jerked off in the hot tub at Otis's apartment is a shithead. I love preparing amazing dinners at home thanks to Plated. Visit plated.com/Doug and choose from recipes designed for a wide range of tastes. You'll receive a hand-packed, refrigerated box with fresh produce, antibiotic-free meats, everything to cook an awesome dinner delivered straight to your door. Get a free dinner for two with your first delivery. That's plated.com/Doug. Plated.com/Doug.
Another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. Then-